not worship idols. The only possible idol you can find is in a Muslim mosque is a statue of a woman, and they will insist that they're not worshiping her, they just reverence her. And this statue can identify one of two ladies in Muslim history that they highly regard. One is the height of motherhood, and the other is the height of daughterhood. And that's the only idols or statues that you'll find in Muslim worship. Now, one of these ladies in history that they uphold for the ideal mother is none other than the mother of Jesus, Mary. And Mary is held in high regard in the Quran. She's spoken of in the Quran in good terms. And in some Muslim temples, you'll find a statue of a woman that is designed to do nothing but uphold motherhood as represented by Mary. Now, the other woman that this statue can represent is Muhammad's niece, which lived with Muhammad and performed the function of a daughter. And she represents the ideal daughter in the Muslim faith. And what do you suppose her name is? Fatima. And we see in the Muslim world that they're being prepared for these end time events by the icons that exist within their religion, because the one idol that you may find in their worship is none other than the Virgin Mary, and more specifically, Mary of Fatima. Brothers and sisters, Revelation 16 and the three spirits that are leading the world to Armageddon is well underway, and the spirits that are guiding these different aspects of modern Babylon may have different manifestations in order to meet those religions where they're at. But they're pretty consistently telling the same story, that there's going to be a millennium of peace in the year 2000. Before that time, you can look for great disasters and great trouble. Now, that may all be false prophecy. We have no reason to accept that as anything but false prophecy. But, brothers and sisters, that isn't out of line of what the spirit of prophecy says. We can expect crises to escalate in order to prepare the people of the United States to turn to the legislators of the land and enforce a Sunday law. And the only part that we're not expecting is a millennium of peace. We're expecting the return of Jesus Christ. And brothers and sisters, it's easy to see that we're very close to the end. And as we take up the third spirit of Revelation 16 in our next study, I would encourage you to come back, and we're going to look at the spirit that is guiding